day?
June 17th, Badger.
Heart-touching. Millions of dhanvat in the lotus feet of my Paramarajyatam Guru Padpadma. Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Pahashishnam Bhakti Prajyam Kushavetam. And same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, millions of dhanvat. In the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami. We have finished Avideya Tattva. Paraspara Nukathanam Pavanam Bhagavajasa. We have finished this. Now, Sadhan Bhakti. For what Sadhan Bhakti? Or aim and object, I have told you that napareham nirabhadya sanjivyam bandeham nande yam avikshnasa jasaṁ harita asa maho charanari. So Gopi Prem, especially Radha Prem, is the highest. So this is highest love. But we cannot touch that highest love. So for Jivas, Radha Dasya is highest. For that we are going to do sadhana. And for thus beginning will come sadhan bhakti, then bhav bhakti, and then prema bhakti. Prem cannot be achieved by this material body. Never. You can touch only up to asakti and then bhav. Rati. Only this. But Krishna is very merciful. Very merciful. If you are chanting, remember in such a way that all your nanast has been gone and Shuddha Sattva has come, then Yog Maya will mercifully take you where Mahaprabhu first times are going on there, on that Brahmanda, in Navdeep Dham. You will be his associate. And then you will serve the Rup, Sanatana Goswami. And there you will know everything. And Yogmala quickly, Yogmaya will quickly take you to the, where Krishna is going. After that birth, Bhauma Braja, she will say. And there you will have chance to associate with Siddha Gopis by their mercy. Everything you can achieve. This is goal. Now, Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is collecting garland, and in Sadhan Bhakti, he is telling, first, that a vishaya, sadhan vishaya, can't be neutral. No? That is neutral. Oh, yes. No, in theology. Then you can fall down. Fall down.
Fall down.
Don't be neutral at any time. If Kirtan is going, I'm neutral. Or this is going, neutral. Not neutral. Being bhakti side, we saw all the present in Govardhan, Andakot. And all were so in theologist. Correct my language and then so layman language. It will never be. In hearing, in summoning, samanam, padasevanam, archanam, bandhanam, cooking is also archanam. Don't be neutral. In any time. This is the symptom of bhakti, if bhakti is there. All the way. To please Krishna and to please, first to please Guru. And to, so how we will know that Guru is happy with my activities? Oh, he will know. You can help from yourself, but not to Guru. In any case. And that is why he is telling here. A vishaya in bhakti sadhan nishayata sahita dhriha ho. Nishayata sahita dhriha ho. What? With firm determination, you should go. Tumake kev to theliya thale. Everyone is pushing down and you fell down. If anyone is apaman karu, insulting you. So much insulting. Like Tidandi Bhikkhu having, you know, when he used to
go for begging.
Where he used to go? In his native place. No. And all used to take his commander and used to make his urine. Breaking his dunder, insulting him, even stole on his head, Dhoni Sannyasi, like that. But he was so tall, never cared. Again, went there. Again and again. असत व्यक्ति द्वारा वंचित हो इफ एनी असत व्यक्ति इफ ही चीट्स यू एनी बैड पर्सन असत मीन्स एनी बैड ही चीट्स यू नो हार्म. Anyone is doing hinsa to you, violence to you, ilsa to you,
envious
so much. If anyone is tarring him, like Haridas Thakur, Prahlad Maharaj, they tried to kill him. केवा आबद्ध करे यदि कोई इफ एनी वन बैंड्स यू केवा तुम्हार संपत्ति हरण करे इफ एनी वन टैक्स फोर्सिबली योर होल वेल्थ बाय चीटिंग एंड बाय डकैती या बाय एनी हाउ इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू ओ इफ एनी वन मेक्स like through speaking on you. Understand? I want that all should hear carefully. Especially sannyasi. And in sannyasi, senior sannyasi. Like me and others. Keho vat tumha sarire mutra tyag karu. If anyone making urine on your head or body, एक प्रकार है अज्ञजन तुम्हारे नाना प्रकार है उत्पादित करो. In this way, the bad person may
harass you for many times.
Oh, in many ways. तथापि तुम्हें दृढ़ रूपे श्रेयस काम हो तथापि मीन्स येट यू शुड बी टॉलरेंट एंड गो ऑन डूइंग भक्ति इन मैंने उत्साहित होकर के डोंट बी होपलेस और आई शुड नॉट मन को एकाग्रित करके भक्त्याशित करके कुछ विषय से तुम अवश्य पार हो जाओगे. सो इफ इन दीज केसेस इफ यू आर टॉलरेंट एंड गोइंग ऑन डेवलपिंग भक्ति 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 देन वेरी सून कृष्ण विल बी हैप्पी गुरुदेव विल बी हैप्पी एंड यू विल बी हैप्पी एंड यू विल achieve your goal. In these cases I see sometimes we are bewildered what to do and not to do. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur collected these and in Srimad Bhagavatam Tridandi Upakhyan has been given in Chaitanya Charitamrita Haridas Thakur and others are being given. So you should be like that. Now, he is telling, Gopya kamad, bhayat kanso, dvesha chaityadyo nirpa, sambandhat vishnaya, snihadyujam bhaktya vayam vibho. This is sadhan. You should, at the time of sadhana, you should form like this, very strong. I see that some become hopeless. They give up bhakti. Bhakti is nothing. Why so much calamities and suffering are coming? So I should give up. But you should not give up. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling, sadhan bhakti or radhanga bhakti, there are two. What is vaidhi bhakti? No.
That devotion which is held by fear.
Okay then.
Microphone please.
The definition of Vaidhi Bhakti, Vaidhi comes from the Sanskrit word vidhi or rules. It means that bhakti which is impelled or caused by fear of the injunctions of the scriptures. If I don't behave like this or I don't follow it, then I will suffer and go to hell. So this is in short.
But at the time of sadhana bhakti, utsaha nishaya, or nishaya means nishaya, dharya. I have told about dharya. Tat tat karma parvartana sangatyadat sato vritti sarvir bhakti. Always utsaha in bhakti. Never be neutral. Never be neutral. And Radhanuga bhakti, you.
Mukhanata varanda sargarandana salaka Sri Gurudev wanted me to define briefly Raghanuga Bhakti. Before we can understand what is Raghanuga Bhakti, first we have to understand Raghatmika Bhakti. Istai swarasiki raga parama vistita bhavat thani yadbhavat bhakti saragatmika oditaha.
First you should know Raghatmika Bhakti. Then Radhanuga.
Okay, with here is the definition of Radhatmika Bhakti. Iste Swarasiki Radha. Radha means Pranamai, Trishna. It is a love which is full of thirst, the thirst to serve and please Krishna. An unquenchable loving thirst for Iste Swarasiki, naturally, for the object of one's love, Shri Krishna. And that is the Swarup Lakshan, the intrinsic characteristic. And Tathastha Lakshan, marginal characteristic, Paramavishtita Bhavat. Due to intense thirst to serve and love the one's Ishtadev, one has Paramavishtita, complete absorption of the mind. Paramavishtita is called Tathastha Lakshan. Why? Because this may be present also in those who are not Radhatmik, like Kansa Maharaj. He's also totally absorbing Krishna, but he's not a Ragatmi. So primary symptom, the unquenchable thirst to render loving service. And secondary symptom, the total paramavishtata, total absorption in the object of love. That bhakti which is composed of these two things, that is called Ragatmika Bhakti. Where is that Ragatmika Bhakti? It is in the Parikar. Nitya Parikar, the eternal associates of Sri Krishna in the spiritual world. So that is called Raghatmika Bhakti. Now we come to Raghanuga. Here, Virajanti Nabhigaptam Rajabasi Janadisu Raghatmika Nanasritya Sa Yasa Raghanuga Uchetai. Raghanuga Bhakti means Virajanti Nabhigaptam. The best example, the most shining, effulgent, radiant example of Radhatmik Bhakti is where? Virajantami Abhivyaktam Brajavasi Janadishu, in the residence of Vrindavan. And therefore, the sadhana, the practice which is performed in this world, Radhatmika Anusritya, following the moods of those eternal associates, that is called Radhanuga Bhakti. Following their moods, what does it mean? The practice is such, Krishna smaram jana.